First Line Report, news and analysis. This is George Herman, substituting for Marvin Kalb. The long-predicted world food shortage, more particularly the scarcity of protein, is making itself felt. And one symptom is the series of clashes called, with unfortunate levity, the Codfish War between Britain and Iceland. A closer look in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, General Motors Acceptance Corporation, GMAC, would like you to listen in on a conversation in a GM dealer's showroom where a man is about to buy a new car.
Well, what do you think?
Fine. I'll take it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, GMAC would like you to listen in as that same man has his new GM car financed.
Well, what do you think?
Fine. I'll take it.
If it sounds as though he didn't move from the place he did the buying to the place he did the financing, it's because he didn't. You see, the showroom of a Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Opel, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealer who uses GMAC doubles as a finance office because he can arrange everything right there. He can arrange to finance your car, car insurance, and creditor life insurance under his GMAC plan at reasonable cost and terms to fit your budget, with considerate treatment should your circumstances change. GMAC financing. We uncomplicate things.
An Icelandic gunboat fires on a British fishing trawler and it inflicts considerable damage, enough to sink it if the British Navy, already on standby, had not rushed in and patched it up. Iceland says it will fire on other British fishing vessels which trawl within the 50-mile limit the Icelandic government has proclaimed offshore. And finally, it appeals to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization to keep out both British naval craft and British fishing boats from that 50-mile strip off the coast of Iceland. We used to laugh at this kind of news as some sort of tempest in a fishnet, but it is the first scary symptom of a deepening and quite serious problem for the world's population. It is the opening round in a growing competition between nations for food supplies, which are now diminishing. It's no joke. Canada is next. Canadian Environment Minister Jack Davis has announced that Canada will join other coastal nations in asking a forthcoming United Nations meeting to establish farther out exclusive fishing limits. For itself, Canada will establish a basic line 200 miles out as the boundary within which only Canadian ships may fish. Beyond that, it plans to establish its continental shelf as an additional boundary for fishing, and in some places, the continental shelf goes out 400 miles from the Canadian shore. Environment Minister Davis says, somewhat apologetically, that the fish population off Canada's coast is falling rapidly. Intensive fishing over the centuries has had its effect, and that effect has been accelerated by modern technology, some of it used by Soviet fishing vessels to sweep the seas clean of everything edible. On our other side, a number of Latin American nations have already proclaimed the 200-mile fishing limit without waiting for any UN action. Secretary of State William Rogers, touring our neighbors to the south, has tried to patch up relations, especially with Peru and Ecuador. Fishing vessels from the United States have been captured and held for ransom, or more exactly, the payment of huge government-imposed fines, plus the confiscation of their edible catches. And Americans have felt the pinch, too. For years, fishing fleets off the United States' west coast have complained of Japanese and Soviet fishing vessels sweeping the seas clean, depleting the catches, making it cheaper in some cases to buy fish caught off our own west coast, packed in Japan, and sold to America. The sea, as it turns out, is not an inexhaustible resource for man. It is the mother of life on Earth, a vast treasure house, but not a boundless one. The blue whale is almost extinct. Some of its cousins, species which lighted our lamps and fed our people and industries, are also gone or almost gone, fished out by man. Changes in our rivers and shorelines where fish breed have sharply limited or removed other species of valuable fish. And mariculture, the care and breeding and feeding of valuable ocean fish, is now in its earliest infancy still. We are not replacing what we take from the sea. At the moment, some 32 nations have pushed out their fishing limits to protect their own population's food supplies, and more are in the process. The codfish war is no joke at all. And as the intensive scientific fishing practices grow more and more widespread, you can be sure there will be other fish wars off of other countries. Nothing sharpens a nation's temper so much as the prospect of hunger. I'll be back for a final word after this message.
Ask Autolite.
Tell me, aren't all spark plugs pretty much alike?
In shape, yes. But there is a difference in what they're made of. The electrode metal, for example.
It's important because the higher heat in today's engines can burn away the electrodes, stop the spark, which is why Autolite power tip spark plugs have solid nickel chrome electrodes. Nickel chrome resists heat erosion, so Autolite spark plugs last and last.
Solid nickel chrome electrodes make Autolite power tip spark plugs last and last and last.
This is George Herman substituting on First Line Report for Marvin Kalb, CBS News.